I must talk to the senators. I need their counsel. Wait, Gaius and Falco.
Gaius and Falco.
Sword.
Sword.
Maximus, please be careful. That was not prudent.
Prudent? The Emperor has been slain.
The Emperor died of natural causes.
Why are you armed, Quintus?
Guards! Please don't fight, Maximus. I'm sorry, Caesar spoke. Right until dawn. And then execute him.
Quintus, look at me. Look at me! Promise me that you will look after my family.
Your family will meet you in the afterlife.
You are now listening to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. Everything you hear in this episode is non-commercial, fair use, Creative Commons license. This is episode 223. Today, we want to talk about a couple of topics that are kind of important and relevant. And that is topic number one is going to be karma and the existence of karma. And then the other one is your footprint on consciousness. In other words, what effect are you having on the consciousness that envelops all of us, right? Now, I was looking at different things to bring up with regard to this episode, but the one thing that kept coming up is victimization, number one. And I don't mean that in any way like everybody's crying they're the victim, but just follow me on this one, victimization. And then the other thing is, when a person feels like they can plead their case strong enough, like they feel, you know, Joe Biden, or they feel Trump, whatever topic or whatever subject they want you to believe in, they feel if they present their argument well enough that it's truth. And basically what it ends up being their truth, right? But when you're in dialogue with them or trying to hash out something that's common sense in the course of the conversation, you're going to see that this person is out of touch with reality. They've basically rationalized their own truths to themselves, and they shut themselves off from any other input, dialogue, or anything. They just dogmatically feel that everybody's wrong and they're right, or the people that agree with them are right. And if you don't agree with their point, then you're wrong. Which is the problem with the world that we're facing today, because in essence, we need to understand that we are literally like mice just sidestepping the mouse trap. And I'm just putting it gingerly. They're looking to annihilate all of us. And if you don't see that, you know, look, man, you got people coming over the border, millions of people coming over the border, men, mercenary age men. They're taking over complexes in Colorado, but the police don't go in because... So that's one thing. And then you have the drug epidemic, which that's people's own fault because they're stupid enough and, or weak enough. I mean, I'm not going to come down on people that... a lot of people in my family were affected very heavily with drug abuse and have died of drug abuse. So I can't... I know that's a very difficult problem to face. But you have to rise to the occasion, man, and get above all of that, because you're looking to escape things, right? So you have those type of people. You have that situation where you have people looking to escape. You have just so many things going on at one time that people feel that it's helpless. And what's happening is everything, all of their perception are put outside of themselves, where they're saying this is all out of control, and they're just pumping so much fear at us from every different angle. Everything now is fear, you know? Fear and poison food. Keep away from the food, dude. I'm eating roots and potatoes and platanos and freaking sweet potato, pears and, you know, purple grapes and raspberries and all, just trying to eat healthy. Kimchi, drinking kombucha, because that food will just kill you that they're putting out there. And if you're not getting it, I don't know, you know, I don't know what else you need. I mean, they're conducting genocide in the Middle East. I don't want to get too much into that. Again, we all know I'm shadow banned to the hilt, but may God protect and bless the Palestinian people in their suffrage right now and what they're going through. And I'll leave that at that. Craziness with people, it's funny, you know, they'll literally kill and change their whole lives just for geometry. That geometry of Louis Vuitton, that logo, that symbol, that geometry on a bag, that label, right? That, what do they call that? Symbology. Like, what's his name? Not Bill Cooper. Jordan Maxwell. He used to get into all of that symbology and symbols and such. Good old Jordan Maxwell. People today are lost in the sense of they're looking for symbols, logos. They're looking to be led, you know, like lamb. And no one is looking up above the crowd and saying, hey, wait a minute, there's a guillotine on that side over there, and over here is freedom. It's like there's billions of us out here, and we don't realize it. I'll tell you the one thing that really struck my memory. I saw this about 2 years ago, and it stuck with me. I saw a big elephant, and he was being controlled by this little tiny rope. I mean, a little tiny rope that a little kid could snap. But yet, this big elephant, whenever this little dude would, click him onto this little string, he would just stay there. And what happens was, from a little baby, that elephant had always been put on that string. And when he was a baby, he couldn't escape, because it was, that little twine was too strong for him to break. So over time, he grew to be a full-size elephant, mature and everything like that. But that, when that dude would put that little string on him, he wouldn't break it, because in his mind, and that's mental slavery right there. And that's what we're going through. We're looking at our how do you say it, our prisoner, our prison guards. We're looking at them as our royalty. We're looking at them as our salvation, right? The people that are imprisoning us, we just want to be accepted by them and get closer to them, when we need to be getting closer to understanding who we truly are and what we're really here for, right? And I opened in saying, you know, two of the main things that we're going to get into this episode. So let's get into the footprint on karma topic. And in essence, what it ends up being, if you're the type of person that has made a conscious choice just to hurt other people, to get over on other people, then that's something that you're just going to have to accept, that footprint that you're putting down, because that same footprint is going to be put back on you. And that's the essence of the first topic that we said was karma, right? So whatever action that you put out, it's going to come back to you. And in many cases, it's going to come back manyfold, right? So always have an understanding that our purpose here is not to consume and accumulate, right? And to be adored and to be known as being, you know, badass or whatever the case might be. That's not really our purpose here. Our purpose here is to lighten the load of those who are struggling with and unable to deal with what they're dealing with, right? So that's one of our purposes here, is to help other people. That's one. Two is also to provide for our own families, for ourselves, And for those in our immediate vicinity, right? That's another very important thing. I'm not a socialist, like communist type thinker like that, in that tricky kind of way. I mean, I just feel that people from their own hearts. You could see how in Asheville, everybody banded together and they helped one another over there in Asheville. And that was a beautiful thing to see. But it's important to understand that they're putting it over on us and we're loving it. It's like we can't wait to be led to the slaughter. We see as we approach the crest of the hill, it's the guillotine over there. But like we're going over there with joy because everybody around us is smiling. So this must be a great experience as opposed to just thinking for ourselves, right? It's sad. It's sad. I know in many instances it seems easier to just go with the flow and allow yourself to be dehumanized, you know, demoralized, and just go down that path of self-destruction. But we have to rise above that, man. We have to think in terms of glorifying our Creator, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Merciful, glorifying His name and His teachings that He has brought down to us, and understanding that we were put in this existence to live a life of fulfillment, you know, and completeness, where we're in harmony with everything. But what's happening right now is these engineers, social engineers, let's put it that way, with the big money, they've just said, like Soros and those type, and it's really people above him, but they've decided that they don't need us. They're going to make everything robotics, do away with us. And then what's happening is the way that we're interacting with that problem, we're not looking for the solution, that we're just reacting to it via fear, right? Fear and anger. And that's not really the way, man. You got to look for the solution within the problem. And that solution within the problem, I'll tell you, with us, is just unity, where we just all love one another, man. Love one another in the sense of not kill one another, work together, be positive, not look to just rip everybody off, you know. And that's white collar or no collar. You know, that's ghettoized people, and that's like high-flung, you know, multi-million-dollar slingers, you know, like BlackRock and such. They're even more evil because they have the power to do it. And they have the power to really hurt people. So we need to understand that our common brother, the person across from us, is not the enemy, but the enemy is unseen. But we can see his actions, right? What he's doing to us, how people are coming into this country illegally, how they're taking over complexes, but yet the police can't reinforce the law because of the fact that the district attorneys are bought and paid for. This is all truth, man. But in essence, what ends up happening, man, I'll tell you, and what ends up happening, and it's starting to happen, are people, their conscience is gnawing away at them. That karma is gnawing away at them. And they know that what they're putting down is going to end up happening to them, A, and B, their children are going to suffer as a result of the decisions that they've made, the way they've sold out to things, right? So, again, I don't mean this to be a negative episode, but I'm putting it in the light of, this is just me thinking out loud with regard to the situation that we're in right now, with regard to the annihilation of humanity. Let's put it that way. I hear this guy, Scott Ritter on YouTube, he talks about how last weekend he was saying that we were moments away from a total annihilation because Russia, Putin had his finger on the button. And it had something to do with nuclear power. I forget exactly what it was. But I was listening to the dude. He was legit. You know? He was legit. But I listened to a few people. There's another guy. His name is Danny Haifong. It's spelled with like a PH. But Danny Haifong. And he gets into what's going on in the Middle East. And he's a pretty good... got a pretty good YouTube channel. So shout out to him. Yeah, I'm watching all the wheels turn, and I'm watching everything that's going on, and I'm realizing it's pretty sad when you either talk to people or listen to people speak that they're not really getting it, man. They're talking about Trump and how Kamala Harris and words. They're not getting it, man. You know, that's what they want you to be looking at. Are you going to vote? Sure. I mean, is it your responsibility as a citizen and such? Sure, of course. Even though they're not keeping to their end, we have to keep to our end, right? But it's time for us to stop making enemies out of one another, and time to recognize that the enemy is unseen, but yet has a direct impact on our lives, man, really bad, in a really bad way. So time to wake up from that, right? Another thing is self-improvement, in the sense of, especially, this is especially for younger people, man, having your eye on self-improvement. Take that cell phone and put it down, man, because that's cell phone is going to be your destruction. You're going to be 50 years old looking back at your life wondering what you did, and you're going to see another cell phone and you're going to say, damn, I spent my whole life on a cell phone, man. Not really experiencing life, but just experiencing the screen of a smartphone, right? Put that phone down, man. Get out there with your kid. Get out there with your family, with your loved ones. And if you don't have any loved ones, put yourself in a position where you're going to attract that into your life, where you're going to attract goodness into your life and good people and a good woman and a good life experience and kids or whatever, as much as you can achieve in this life, because it's very difficult right now. And I understand that. But I also understand weakness and people that come and look at life and problem solving, they look at it from a position of weakness, right? And that's something that's unacceptable, man. You have to rise above, man, and you have to get what's coming to you, man. You got to get aligned with the self, and you have to get aligned with the Yeshua HaMashiach, with Jesus Christ and His Word and the Bible, the Old and New Testament. And you have to understand that there's imposters out there that they pretend to be from God, but they're really from the synagogue of Satan. Right, so we have to understand that, and that's to a large degree the cause of the suffering that the world is going through right now. But again, with karma, we have no control over that. That's something that's being imposed upon us, right? But just because it's being imposed on us, it doesn't mean that it has to be direct hits. We need to rise above, especially mentally, and understand that in this chess game, that's what they're looking for, our fear and our weakness, when we have to think like kings and queens, right? That's what it boils down to. We have to see, not that we're all kings and queens and we ruled, no, not in that sense, but in the sense of that you can't manipulate our thought process that easy. You can't brainwash us that easily. We know who we are, right? And we know where we're going to, man. And we know we're going to do the best we can in this life. And that happiness doesn't come in the form of geometry on a bag like Louis Vuitton, if you know what I'm saying. So I'm going to leave this episode right here. I do want to thank you for listening. Praise Yeshua HaMashiach's name. And yeah, thank you.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative.
I do want to thank you guys for listening. Praise Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Praise Jesus Christ's name. My Linktree is Alpha Male Buddhist Pod. Links are in the show note descriptions of this episode below. There in my Linktree, you will find links to my Instagram, Telegram, Rumble, Odyssey, Twitter, and my free episode archives. If you're a new listener, I have also included links to my top rated episodes. These are specific episodes of the podcast that are the most popular and listeners have given me the most positive feedback on. Some of these episodes are also in video format, so you can not only listen to the episode, but you can watch the accompanying video to that episode. Also, contact me for my free Academy of Liberation handbook, which is in PDF format, along with a free audiobook version of the handbook. So check out the show notes below of this episode for all of my content links. This podcast is hosted on the Podbean platform, so my website there is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com.